Well, let's welcome in Aaron Rodgers from the Packers, and you'll see the game on Fox Sunday when Green Bay travels to Cleveland to take on the Browns with Steve Hartman, Chris Myers here. And Aaron, it's nice to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. We've been trying to get you on, and you're off to a good start after the bye week, and the team is at least in the hunt. And with a game like Cleveland coming up, I guess the first thing, Aaron, is, and I know you're not going to throw your teammates under the bus, but the offensive line or the lack of protection has been difficult. There's some injuries there. It seems like you're running for your life. How do you adjust the passing game, or you and Mike McCarthy, based on the kind of defensive pressure that is being put on you?
We're just going to continue to try and find ways to for me to deliver the ball on time and get the ball in my hand quickly. And when we have opportunities to take shots down the field, we're going to have to make sure that we leave it back in, or we'll just win those one-on-one matchups up front and take our shots when we can. You know, it's a combination of a number of things, the protection issues we've had, but I'm very confident in those guys up front that we're going to be able to get it fixed and move forward and be successful in the passing game.
Hey, Aaron, Steve here. You know, the thing about it is, I don't know, sacks could be a little overrated because you're trying to make things happen out there. They're always talking about Ben Roethlisberger, that he hangs on the ball for a long time and does take a number of sacks. So is it a conscious effort, maybe just confidence in your ability to make something happen with that extra second or two?
Well, maybe it needs to become more of a conscious effort on my part to just not take any sacks. You know, there's times where you got to trust your time clock, and at times I probably have held on the ball a little too long and put those guys in difficult situations to protect for, you know, 3+ seconds. And but sometimes the plays do warrant that, and sometimes, you know, I do need to get the ball out of my hand quick, you know, a little quicker. But as a quarterback with a little bit of mobility, you feel that once I get through my progression, then you know, as long as I'm feeling a rush, I like to try and move the pocket a little bit. But, you know, I think this can be a conscious effort on my part to continue to decrease those sacks and continue to try and get the ball in my hand as quickly as possible. And I know those guys up front are going to give me all the time they can.
And, Aaron, I know Mike McCarthy has said there's 4 or 5 plays in a game where the quarterback has to make a play with his legs. And sometimes it's running, sometimes it's just scrambling around. That plays into a little bit what you were talking about. You don't mind, right, taking off and running if you have to, or throwing on the run?
No, I love it. I really do. You know, I feel like it's always been an underrated part of my game, and something that I teased Mike about, because out of college he didn't think I was real athletic. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I think it adds another dimension to our offense at times, and, you know, when used properly. And I feel like that being a pass-first guy outside the pocket, you know, kind of makes myself and our offense very dangerous, because as much as I enjoy getting out of the pocket and moving the pocket, you know, I have a good sense of where that line of scrimmage is and still try to keep my eyes downfield, you know, where the big plays are going to be made.
Aaron Rodgers is joining us right now. I've been handed a note here about the playbook that you have. It's a good thing you have that Berkeley education here, Aaron. How many different plays would you say are actually part of the Packer playbook?
Mike always jokes about how plays to play double headers every week, and we kind of tease them about. But we do have a very large, extensive playbook. In the West Coast offense, our version of it, at least, you know, it's very conceptual, with, you know, the base concepts being installed early in the, you know, training camp, and then continuing to make changes off of those to keep the defense honest. And, you know, it's an extensive playbook, and Mike puts a lot on, you know, on my plate as far as stuff I can do in line of scrimmage. But, you know, I think this league is all about being self-motivated and putting the time in with your job. And I feel like that, you know, I like to be as prepared as anybody. Usually I feel like I'm the most prepared guy in the field on Sundays, and feel like that I can, you know, I can make some good checks in the last scrimmage because of the film study I put in and how much time I put in this offense in the last few off seasons. So as much as Mike puts on my plate, I feel like, you know, it's not more than I can handle.
On a percentage of a work week with a typical game, Aaron, how much is on field, how much is film study, and then how much is just study on your own time?
I think the on the field stuff is really, as much as it could be the most important part, it is it's the lowest amount of time that you spend preparing during the week. You know, we're on the field, you know, 2.5 hours on Wednesdays and Thursdays or so, and then, you know, a couple hours on Friday. So, you know, those 7 hours or so, you know, 6.5, whatever it might be, you know, that's a lot less than the amount of hours I put in, you know, personally, you know, taking my work home with me and watching film and studying the playbook and studying the tendencies, and then also, you know, the time we spend in meetings every day, be it quarterback meetings with Coach Clements, or group meetings with the receivers and the quarterbacks, or meetings with the, you know, the tight ends, the receivers and the quarterbacks, or meetings with the offensive line. So we, you know, we like to be as prepared as possible. We have a number of walkthroughs during the week. You know, we have X's and O's stuff on the board. We have our own film study, and then we have the on-the-field stuff. So it's an extensive offense and a complicated offense, but, you know, we like to think we're very prepared every time we step on the field, and that's what gives us our confidence, you know, expecting to play well, you know, every time we line up on Sunday.
And you have Cleveland this Sunday, and then a week from Sunday, it's the Vikings with Brett Favre coming to Lambeau Field, and I thought you played a really good game. Unfortunately, you didn't win, but when you had that matchup up in Minnesota on the Monday night game, can you treat this as just another game in the division, having gone through what you went through in the last meeting with the Vikings?
Well, again, you're going to have to, and it's important you win, you know, all your division games. We're 2-1 in the division right now, and you know, beat Chicago, beat Detroit, lost a, you know, tough one in Minnesota. Now we got them at home. It's always difficult. I don't care who you're playing, but it's always difficult going on the road in the NFC North, and Chicago's a tough place to play. We'd like to think Green Bay is a tough place to play, and Minnesota with their noise is obviously a very tough place to play, and Detroit's kind of a wild card. They always play better at home. You know, so we'd like to think that we have a home field advantage in Green Bay with our fans and our weather, you know, a dome team coming out to play us. So we're gonna be ready for that one, but we need to take care of business first and
right.
Get a win this weekend in Cleveland.
And Packer fans hope they have the advantage with you at quarterback as well. All right, Aaron, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. All the best.